Welcome to this week's episode of Thriving Through Menopause with me, Clarissa. And I am joined by two fabulous, exciting guests this week, Jan Scott and Diana Phillips. Hi, Diana.
Hello. Hello, hello. Hi, everybody. We're so thrilled to be here. Thank you, Clarissa.
It is my absolute pleasure to have these two ladies here because they are businesswomen and they have come as BFFs from high school through the bad world of advertising. And let me tell you, I know a little bit about that, having been on the sidelines of that. And now through yoga, they found a path to menopause. I mean, share your stories with me about how all this has evolved from advertising to some fantastic stuff that's going down with menopause.
Well, like you said, we've been best friends since high school. We met on junior senior prom committee when we were deciding what band to have come to our little small town. We're from a very small town, 40,000 people in the middle of the United States, smack dab in the middle of Missouri. And we have stayed together, but woven our lives. Diana's a creative director. I'm a producer. And we have always stayed in touch, but she's lived out of the country, Italy and in Bali, and I've traveled the world, so we've crossed paths a lot. But we've always, every time we're together, we go to a yoga class together every time. And we took yoga teacher training, and we've been teaching yoga for about 20 years, both of us. So that was sort of our thread to keep us together. And also, as you know, from advertising and all that world, how crazy the chaos can be. And we found that yoga was the zen to the chaos. It was the balance. It was the thing that kept us able to stay in the room and have the conversations and, you know, solve the crisis du jour that we always have seemed to have in the advertising world.
With clients like me.
Undoubtedly, Clarissa. So it's kind of funny, like in the advertising world, you know, people, there's a personality that exists there that people kind of like feed on chaos and pressure and, you know, deadlines. And you can either, you know, to cope, you can either become an alcoholic and pickle your liver, or you can, you know, try and find some calmness. And yoga was that answer for us. Don't get me wrong. There has been a cocktail consumed on many occasions. But yoga, as Jan said, you know, it kind of like just provided balance for all of the nuttiness that you would encounter during an average day.
And you know how yoga leads to so many other things that, you know, we've expanded just the yoga practice. Now it's yoga nidra. We've done kundalini. We are trained in a lot of different ways because we've incorporated meditation and all the other elements that yoga can expose you to. And we've just embraced those and made them a part of our daily life, which.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that, which is just like that. And I think for all of us who do that, we realize that yoga is so much more than those poses and those early hatha yoga days. Well, I have to confess, I mean, I think I went to my first hatha yoga class in 1980 something, you know, and it was in cold church halls in the UK, and people thought you were a bit odd.
Definitely.
And it expanded, like for me it's been the same, you know, a journey of unfolding. And obviously I'm more chill now, as you know.
Beautiful.
That opens its own box, opens its whole other world.
It is a beautiful modality. But then menopause. Qigong, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Indeed, a very different modality in many ways to yoga, and less well known.
But connecting mind and body and breath. You know, they're all this. You know, you're focused. Yeah. You're bringing it inward. You're finding that stillness. So
I think the commonality between all of us is this. You know, we were doing this for not only the physical aspect, but also for, you know, the internal aspect. And I think that in our modern society that yoga has become, it's got a place that kind of brushes over the important mind-body connection, you know, and it's more about just a physical thing that you can do to maintain your youthful appearance, which, you know, I love the energy of that thought. However, I think that it can be misconstrued and misidentified so much, especially here in the U.S. We are such a youth-driven society that, you know, we tend to just gloss over, you know, age, wisdom, and forego those kind of attributes for looking hot and fine.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So yeah. That's another kind of like catalyst for Jan and I to evolve what we've been doing into menopause focused activities.
And Diana, the reason we, Diana's and I's love for yoga led us to leading yoga retreats. So that's what we've been doing for 10 years is leading these yoga retreats around the world, which is great. And we had amazing retreats. We incorporated a lot of the different modalities that we love, and a lot of self-care, but we've now shifted our focus, as Diana mentioned, into menopause because, as you know, we feel the United States is so far behind the rest of the world in speaking about menopause, in debunking the myths of menopause and taking the stigmas of shame away from menopause. I mean, we're still in the U.S. talking about menopause. We're whispering.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think that's everywhere, actually, Jan. Everywhere. I think everywhere there is still a lot of whispering. I think even though we hear a lot on social, we hear the people who are willing to speak out about it. The reality is that for many, many women, and we'll get deeper into, I think, the different groups of women, there is certainly either myths, misunderstanding, or a lot of shame. I mean, we still see menopause at work. There's not that many brave women who would put up their hand in a meeting and say, "Hey, sorry, I had a brain fog moment, I'm menopausal." I mean, I don't know if you worked in advertising. You tell me if you're going to do that in front of your MD,
oh my God,
CEO.
No. In fact, you know, when I was in the throes of it, I'll never forget this. I had a presentation to a room full of Japanese businessmen from Toyota. And I had the hot flash of all hot flashes and literally, you know, was like, you know, wiping sweat from my forehead and my shirt was soaked and it was, you know, it was mortifying. But had anyone said, "Diana, are you having a hot flush? Are you menopausal?" I would have said, "Are you out of your mind? What are you talking about?" So it's not just society, you know, it's as you said, Clarissa, it's women taking ownership and not being ashamed to say so. You know, that's also what we're trying to give women the courage to admit and help each other. You know, it's a horrible thing, I think, for us to, you know, women are these luscious vital creatures. And, you know, once we get past childbearing and we're no longer, you know, serving that function, we become invisible. And that's just a load of, you know, horse manure, because as far as I'm concerned, I am more vital and more, my self-worth is higher than when I was in my 30s or 40s or whenever. Mm-hmm. So we also want to, you know, embrace this time of life and give women the tools they need to reach their best self.
Because you're spending, you know, another 30 or plus years after menopause living. You know, and you have to choose how you want to make those last, that, you know, beautiful last portion of your life look, right?
Yeah, because let's say, okay, I think the statistics are something like this, you know, the majority of women enter into menopause sometime in their 40s, and then you do, average age is what, 80, you know, till, let's be generous and say 80-ish.
Yeah.
So that is 35 to 40 years on the other side of menopause. That's almost half of your life. So why would you just, you know, fold up your chair and go sit in a corner? That's unacceptable.
It is unacceptable. And I think we're seeing that yesterday, the Oscars, Jamie Lee Curtis, absolutely amazing. We've seen Michelle Yeoh, is that her name? As well, and her winning. I mean, these things are signs that it's changing and we're riding a new wave. It's
very exciting. Yes, I love what Michelle Yeoh said. You know, don't ever let anyone tell you, ladies, that you have no worth. or you're no longer viable. I love that. I actually got up in my living room and cheered.
Yeah, I think we feel that all the way through. So it's fantastic, but we did still talk that there was shame and stigma. And I wanted to circle back on this because I know that beyond your mission of working with menopause in terms of the beautiful retreats that we're going to talk about in a bit, there's also a bigger mission behind mm-hmm. your work, isn't mm-hmm. there?
It's almost twofold. Share so that. We definitely want to bring joy and community. And that's what the retreats are about, because we have an opportunity to gather women together and give them this safe haven. We realize that these retreats are very much one of privilege, and not everyone can jump on a plane and take off for Bali for a week or so. So the bigger picture, so we have Windrose retreats as the umbrella, or I'm sorry, as part of our function, but the umbrella really is modern yeah. menopause. And modern menopause is a message that we want to take globally, and not just to women of privilege, but women in rural areas, women that might be disenfranchised in some way, whether they're incarcerated, whether they're in a battered shelter, you know, those kinds of groups of women that may not have access to the internet. They
but
may
still
not have,
they still are suffering with symptoms. They're still suffering right. with disinformation. They still don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
They're still in that void of that dark space of, you know, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what
to do. And then also, I mean, also on the list, we've got to agitate our corporate world mm-hmm. because, you know, many yes. women are in menopause and in positions of leadership, of mentoring, of being part of this, you know, great, massive organization that's making other people money. So why aren't they being valued?
And supported, you know, right?
And supported. And eventually yes. men, because mm-hmm. men are part of our world. There are lots yep. of men that are just as confused as women. What's going on? What should I do? How can I help? I don't have a clue.
Who are you? Well, it's a scary yeah. thing, because you do lose who you are, because
yes.
yep. hormones are doing this. You don't understand. You know, your mood swings yep. are out of control, and you really can't, you know,
yeah.
Since, you know, a lot of that happened during your childbearing years too, but this is a little more extreme, you know, still have no control over yeah. what's going to happen. Yeah. You can't say I'll have a hot flash at 10 and be done. You can't say right. my mood today is going to be up and cheery. You know, you have to go with what you're yeah. given each day. So you need those tools, and you need to know
exactly
when that happens, how can I react? Or how can I act instead of react? That's even better.
That's even better. Exactly.
That's very good. You know, that, you know, choose how you want to create that
yes.
mindful gap, and then, you know, respond rather than react, as I would say. But let's circle back, because I think that mission of supporting a wider group of women is phenomenal. I mean, you know, my criticism, if anything, of the current menopause world, which I've been steeped in for about 8 years, is that it tends not to be as inclusive as it could be. There's some inclusivity around women of color, but when we talk about lower education, lower socioeconomic class, women in difficult situations, that really is still deeply unaddressed. And those women have a distrust of authority, of privileged people like us talking to them, because that's alien, or they just don't feel a connection to us. How do we?
Well, you know, this is really, I'm so happy that you would bring this up, because we had the privilege of being invited to a seminar that was put on by I Am Stripes, which is Naomi Watts' skincare line for midlife women. It was also sponsored by The Swell, which is a group. It's almost like a social group for women over 40, between 40 and 69. And some of the information that we gleaned from this conference was just mind-blowing. And to your point, a lot of what happens with women when we reach this stage, or, you know, let's say, you know, what's the term when you've had a baby and you're depressed?
Postpartum.
So let's say you're going through that, and yeah. you go to your OBGYN, who happens to be a male, and Is he going to be empathetic? He's never had a child. He has no idea what you're going through. So a lot of women, particularly in lower income, in rural areas, in places outside of a large urban area, have very limited resource to even ask questions. And if they do, their local doctor may not have the information himself or the empathy to go and look for it.
Right.
So we need to take control of this and ask the questions, find the resources, and take care of ourselves.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's about making resources Agreed. Much more accessible. I mean, I love, you know, obviously the North American Menopause Society. I actually opened their page and I thought, wow, this has had a step up. And it has. It looks a lot better. But if you're a person with limited education, this is not a website, A, you're going to know about, and B, when you get on there, it's not going to talk to you. So there's like we have to bring this into a space where people can access that information and be able to understand what's being said here, how they should be able to reach out and get the help they need.
Absolutely.
We have to make it simple and easy, you know, I think, because when you go onto a webpage, I get overloaded. That's exactly right on that page, because there's so much information. Well, I just want to know about this. How do I go find about this symptom I'm having? Or how do I find out about what my body is doing? How do I just find that piece of information? So yes, agreed.
Go ahead.
And I think to that point, one of the best I've seen has been in the UK with Positivity. Where they have these great posters in doctors' surgeries. They never quite the doctor's surgery bit, as well as amazing dentists were willing to take it in their surgeries, but not doctors. But they did manage to spread that word with, are you struggling with these? Could you be in menopause? Ask a doctor, talk to them. You know, it was incredibly accessible for women to see a simple poster and maybe go, oh, yeah. That's me.
And we on our website, we have, when you come to our Windrose World website, there's a pop-up there that says, you know, if you have a symptom, we'd like to hear about it and give you a solution. And we have a PDF that we're going, like a little booklet of the top symptoms and what you can do for it. So it's something, you know, we're starting to do a little bit like that. So,
And we want to break it down, you know, first of all, we want to identify, you know, I think there are either 37 or 47 possible symptoms that you can experience as you go into perimenopause and menopause. So we want to kind of like get the gist of what are people really struggling with. And we have done research into yoga, meditation, nutrition, just breath work, you know, so that we can give women, okay, if you've got 5 minutes, we can give you something you can do right now, today, in your house, that doesn't require a yoga mat. All you have to do is just find the time, and we can give you some simple solutions that you can then utilize, tell your friends about, and just break it down like that. So it's not this huge glossary of terms you have to, you know, analyze,
memorize,
or, you know, pretzel yoga poses that, you know, you need, you know, three people to help you get into. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's just simple, easy, daily stuff.
And, you know, this is the time in your life when you should start thinking more about you. You've been caring for a family. You've been caring for aging parents. You've been caring for animals. You've been nurturing your career. So now is the time for that slight shift, or maybe a big shift towards self-care. Taking care of you. You are the most important thing right now, especially for what this midlife transition that can be for some women last 10 years. For some women last 2 months, but whatever it is, you're going to know it's happening, and you need to really take care of yourself and nurture yourself. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And in Chinese medicine, you know, we talk about this as stages, and they start in love stages for the listeners in Chinese medicine, actually eight times seven. And so every 7 years you move to the next stage. Well, they start talking about perimenopause age 35. That's the first stage is then, and it starts saying you should be reviewing your habits and your behaviors. At 42, you should be doing more reflective and building your boundaries. And then a little later at 49, this is the deep rest time. And then at 56, you will go into your second spring. So a lot of people out there are going, oh, second spring, but actually it's mm-hmm. a much bigger process. And every stage in your life will determine what kind of menopause you
right.
have.
And this is something that we learned at this seminar, which I absolutely adore. There are, you know, our bodies are taking care of us. You know, they're sending us these signals. They're trying to do their best for us if we would just listen instead of trying to ignore this. But one thing that happens as we women are older, there is an enzyme, have I got this right, Jen, called oxytocin. And so what this does is that it's basically the I don't give up bomb that happens as this elevates. So you're less inclined to worry about what people think, taking care of others, and you become more self-aware. And I think that is a beautiful gift from nature after she's thrown us all these curveballs that we've got to navigate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is really a good time to step into your self-confidence that maybe you didn't have for whatever reason. Maybe you just didn't have time to think about you to even be self-confident, right? Maybe you didn't even have the words to apply to that. So, yeah. And I love Chinese medicine. I really do. And I love all the eight stages of the 7 years, which is so beautiful because, we talk about second spring quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. We do. And and we believe in it. Yeah. I mean, we've experienced it, you know?
That's
a very, very good testimonial right there. When you've experienced it, so therefore you have faith in it and security in that, you know that this is part of what can happen.
Right.
And I think that's becoming also a theme about your retreat as well, because there's a lot of positivity. So let's talk a little bit about this amazing retreat that you're putting together. Tell us about it, the background to it, and then we'll dive into some of the beautiful guests that are going to be.
As I mentioned, we moved from doing the yoga, biking, yoga, hiking retreats because when we went on, and Diana, when she had a menopause like she will describe to you that was unbelievable, we decided that we looked and there aren't any retreats specifically for menopausal women or women who want to learn how to move through those, you know, years pre-menopause and do the best things as they can once menopause does hit. And there was nothing out there. So we're like, okay, not only do we want, this is our mission to do this about menopause, but let's just shift and do menopause retreats. And that's kind of how we came to do it. And just started thinking about who we'd want to spend a week with and learn from and immerse ourselves in the self-care of everything that these retreats have to offer.
And we want to also clarify this, you know, yoga retreats are lovely and, you know, people benefit from yoga retreats and we're not disparaging that avenue or that industry at all.
Gosh,
but
no.
For us, we just felt, you know, what can we do since we're in this stage of our life? What can we do to amplify the message and using yoga, meditation, some of the modalities that we've already talked about to help mitigate the symptoms just made such sense to us. Now, if I may, I'm going to do a little plug here for having a retreat in Bali. Bali is, it's an island, one of the 17,000 islands of Indonesia. But Bali is so special because it's the only island that is this marriage of, all of the trade that went through these islands. It's a marriage of Arabic, Chinese, Malay, and European philosophies. And then combine that with, you know, the mystique of Indian Hinduism that has come to live in Bali and the natural animism of the ancestors of Bali has kind of resulted in a modern day philosophy that is called Trihati Karana. And what that means is it's a threefold cause of well-being. So you have spiritual, you have nature, and you have man. And these three ideas have to live in harmony. So everything about Bali, kind of like businesses believe in this, the government believes in this, the people believe in it, so that you get this right. confluence of concentration of how can we make this happen. And if you multiply that with all of the natural healing, the natural vegetation that grows in Bali,
and the beauty,
you know, it is just so, you know, beautiful. A really nice place to again heighten your awareness of how these things affect you. So that if we live in a city, how can we get into yes. nature? If we live in a rural area, how can we get out and, you know, and have a walk through a field or sit by a river or go sit in a park? Mm-hmm. So all of these elements for us were just the perfect backdrop for helping talk about specific daily things, no matter where you live.
Yes. Bali's an incredibly special place. And I mean, I'm sure some of my listeners have been there, but, you know, I think that nothing prepares you for how fabulous
I can't
Bali
put
is.
It into words.
And I
keep
gentleness.
Saying that Bali is a multiplier. So if you go to Bali with an intention, yes. don't ask me why it happens or how it happens. Yeah. I don't care, really. But if you arrive with this idea of something, then it will come back to you in amazing ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. So that, I mean, that is beautiful. And how did you structure the retreat? Tell me more about, because I know there are some fabulous people. What were your kind of leads? You've got the spirit, man, and nature, or woman and nature. But then how did you go to selecting the people, and how does that weave into that biggest theme?
We picked the people that we thought would be inspirational, scientific, and they were open to the Eastern-Western modality blend, you know, because each of them bring their own philosophy, their own knowledge, their own, you know, degrees to it. And we reached out to the yeah. women that we thought were, I would say, kind of our top picks for starting this. This is our initial, you know, this is our first foray into this. This we shifted from just doing yoga. So this is our first one. And we wanted to have women that were compassionate listeners, all those things. And we got our top five that we wanted to have.
And so, P.S., women that we would want to spend a week with.
Yes. That's key.
Yes. Well, so, I mean, you know, it's key. Like, okay, does it pass the Jen and Diana test? Do they, okay, all right, you're in. And then also, we were looking for women that, regardless of their focus, of their speciality, had a holistic approach. Because we totally believe in that, that it's not just one thing. You know, there's not a one-size-fits-all thing. There are, and for us to introduce these different ideas to our guests, for them to explore, that was also super important to us.
Yeah, and we like to keep our retreat, on our yoga, bigger retreats, the ones we used to do, were a lot bigger. This we're keeping very intimate, because once you start talking about menopause and experiences, you need an intimate space to be held in, right? You can't have it be 50 women. So we're keeping this 12, 13 women. So there's a lot of one-on-one interaction. There's a lot of building of community. There's a lot of sharing that you feel safe to share.
Safety is huge. Safety is huge. And safety and trust.
Well-hearted, you know, safe to cry your eyes out. Safe to have people hug you. Oh, whatever it is you need, whatever comes up for you, because this is a very, you know, as we all know, it's an emotional time and you're not always in control of how you feel or what you're feeling.
Right.
And we wanted to keep it very small. No. And in our past retreats, we've noticed that, you know, when we come together in community, especially around meals, dinner time is always such a great gathering, because there's a lot of conversation about what happened during the day and how did you feel? And I didn't understand this. What did you get from that? And that's what we do. How was the retreat for you? That's one of the highlights that people say. It's, I got to really connect, and you're going to get to have, you know, such amazing access to these, you know, preeminent speakers, these marquee speakers that we have. They're going to be with us the whole time. They're going to teach a menopause workshop in the morning. While, you know, we're going to start with yoga and breakfast, then your menopause workshop, lunch, more afternoon workshops, optional things coming in and out, and then, you know, your evening meal and your nightly yoga and a beautiful Maybe it's a sound bath. Maybe it's something about Balinese culture, something at the end.
Maybe we're just out by the pool with hula hoops acting like idiots, you know.
That works too.
We want to find some joy in this process and encourage people again to do something silly and simple. Because, you know, when you're around a group of women, there's an energy that just happens, you know, and you can know, dive into that and keep that in your heart and take that with you. And that's really huge for us too.
Yeah. This is
so Jen, let's talk about our speakers.
Well, I just want to,
I want to say one thing, because this is Diane and I, we keep forgetting to say this. We want people when they get back on the plane to be sitting on that plane going home saying, my life has changed.
Yes.
My life has changed. I now know what I'm doing. I have a different direction in how you're approaching what you've been doing. You know, so we just want that plane ride home to be euphoric with.
And I can't wait to tell people what I found out.
And vibrational, you know, that you.
Exactly.
You're just vibrating with everything that you've learned and seen and done. So.
Yep.
And that's the message of a great retreat, that it really shifts you and you come back changed and you put into action those experiences. And I think, you know, some of us have been on a lot of retreats in and that's what they feel like when they've really moved you and you've built relationships that you will hold on to, friendships that you will hold on to, maybe for the rest of your life. Who knows?
We've had it happen. Yes. So
tell me about these wonderful speakers, because I know who they are, but I'm sure my listeners are like curious. Hey, who are they? Who's coming on this retreat?
Well, our first one, the very first one, and they start from the end of June and go through mid-September. Our first one is Petra Coveney, and she, you know, every woman has a menopause story, and hers. You know, she went through a lot of changes. She had a lot of grief and death in her life and no one to really turn to and talk to about this. She had a little bit of menopause experience and she worked for the BBC. She was a journalist. So she had that high impact career job as well and sought yoga as a little bit of a way to balance. And when her menopause hit, she was like, well, how can I incorporate? What can yoga bring to me? Well, how can I deepen my yoga practice? And she started menopause yoga, and she's trained 400 or 500 teachers to teach this specific, modality of yoga called menopause yoga that is designed for women going through peri and post menopause. And she incorporates a lot of things too. She incorporates nutrition, meditation, breath work, all of that. So she was
Ayurvedic, TCM.
Yep. So she kicks off our retreats.
She is, anybody hasn't ever seen or heard, a beautiful soul. She is really special in the way she approaches. And I'm so glad that someone like Petra's caliber is leading, because I think there's a huge difference between the yoga we do as a younger woman and the yoga we need at menopause. Without doubt, it's just a different experience altogether. And I think some of us, like me, were Ashtanga yoga practitioners, and that didn't quite work the same. I'm back doing Ashtanga now, but now I'm, you know, through menopause. But at that stage, I needed something different. And I wish that Petra had been around. I ended up at Iyengar yoga, which was great. But she is a phenomenal, phenomenal person. So wonderful. Yeah. So who's next?
Go ahead, Jen.
Our next one is
Amanda
Teeb, who I don't know if anyone's read her book. It's called Menopocalypse. And she is just a fireball of information. I mean, she is just the cover of her book is like, Menopocalypse. I mean, she's ready to take it on. She's a warrior, just a complete warrior. And she's about fitness, she's about nutrition, she's about wellness, she's about spreading the word. I mean, we want to menopause out loud. That's like a little, you know, one of our little tags.
That's one of our mantras, yeah.
Yeah, and she actually does it in a very big way, you know, and she's about the science. She's also about debunking the myths. I mean, if you follow her on any of her socials, she's like, okay, that's not true. okay, it's not 33%. It's this. It's not this. It's, I mean, she's very much like, you know, calling everyone out on being truthful and honest and factual, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
and she walks the walk. Yes. I mean, during the winter, I mean, a couple of weeks ago when, you know, we had these massive snowstorms, she was on a rooftop with her friend and they were doing a very simple workout in the snow.
Their boots
on. She's out there doing it, you know, so it's, I mean, how can you not be inspired by that?
Yeah.
No, she is a very inspirational figure. It's a certain style that she has that I think resonates with many Gen X women who are going through perimenopause. So it's a contrast to Petra. And I think that's great because I think each of us has a particular style that we gravitate to. And I think that that's really important. I love that that's a real sort of contrast, both bringing such depth and passion, but opposite to each other.
Correct. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then Emma is followed. Amanda is followed by Emma Bardwell, who is, you know, a fireball in her own right. And Emma's focus is nutrition. And so she is going to spend time with us. We'll try and do this with all the retreats, but each retreat is tailored to the speaker. So we'll invoke modalities that are very, very particular to that theme of that week. So with Emma, we are really hoping to introduce a lot of Ayurvedic principles, as well as doing a local market visit, shop for, you know, fresh produce, bring it back, have a, you know, afternoon of cooking and simple preparation. There's a drink in Bali called jamu. And jamu is basically a concoction of ginger. We know all of the wonderful properties of ginger, turmeric, lemon, black pepper, and honey. And so the Balinese use this as a tonic for if you've got a cold, if you've got premenstrual cramps. It's kind of like the go-to. It's their chicken soup, I suppose. Yeah. So we hope to have a jamu making session as well that you can take home and whip up in your own kitchen.
Yep.
Fantastic. I just love that. And I'm, you know, because I'm a Chinese medicine nutritionist, I'm like, oh, love this. And I love Ayurvedic too.
It's
a bit different, but this use of food as a healing modality in menopause is something that every woman can access the base principles and take home. So I love that.
Yeah. And she's just a really good, kind-hearted person too. She's all of these women, you know, there's no judgment, obviously, but they just come at everything with compassion and love and a sense of wanting to share what they know in a way that's accessible and not, you know, oh, you have to have this kind, we have to speak in this kind of language. No.
Yeah, we have no prima donnas in our lineup. These are ladies that are going to sit down with us, spend time with us and guide us, you know, really, really mentor us.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we have the very beautiful Dr. Shahzadi Harper, who is a physician, OBGYN. She, the list of things that she has accomplished is great. All of her different specialities, I can't even go into because I don't think I can pronounce quite a few of them. But but she's a woman healthcare advocate, she really knows her stuff. And she, and we do like about her is even though she's science-based, she's a full-on doctor. She has a full-on practice, you know, morning to sundown. She's open to everything. She really values what all different modalities, cultures, heritages, different, you know, Eastern philosophies can bring to science.
Exactly.
And that's what we need at this time. And I think that's what we love when we see clinicians in that space. They're not in a singular path saying, oh, it's only pharma, but recognize the complexities and the need to embrace all of these different modalities. And somehow we are putting together our own menopause toolkits. And And that is, that's what I've seen with her too. She's,
yes,
she's
yes.
fabulous.
And she, you know, she knows the pros and cons of HRT for everybody and why it would work for you and not for you. And
yeah.
she can tap into all that
yeah.
brainy
yeah.
science and, you know, sort of pare it down into a way that makes sense and can resonate with you and what you're going through.
Fabulous. And our last person, the last but not least, should
oh,
we say?
Oh, she's the darling. I mean, I cannot wait to meet this woman in person because I just love her so much. I just want to, you know, give her, anyway. This is Dr. Jen Salib Huber, and she is also a nutrition-based naturopath. And so, you know, she concentrates mm-hmm. a lot on guiding us through nutrition. Like, you know, a lot of women are concerned with belly fat. You know, if you do have hot flashes, if you do have brain fog, you know, there are some things that we can do that are very simple. Like, for instance, caffeine is going to promote more hot flashes. Maybe you don't have that second cup of coffee. Yeah. You know, she will help guide us through those simple, very, again, everyday kind of ideas that we're just not aware of, you know. And she also has a beautiful podcast called The Midlife Feast. And we love the idea of that.
Yes.
Yes, we should be making a feast out of life, especially mm-hmm. now. So
and
we're very excited to have Jen.
She's a great debunker, too. You know, she's active on social, and she's like,
she is.
Did you read this, and this? Well, this, and this is really true. And did you know that this is this? And have you done this? And, you know, she's a good one to say, throw that out. That I don't care who told you that.
Yeah.
I don't care what you heard. You know, I'm here to tell you what the real deal is.
What the truth is, yeah. And we heard this.
Yes.
We heard this phrase also at the new pause seminar that we went to, make sense out of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And we love that. We love that phrase.
I
and that's what
that.
All of our speakers are
yes.
here to do, you know, just really boil
yes.
it down,
yes.
tell us the truth, stop the baloney
and
help us.
Absolutely. And I love that. It's like what I call meta nonsense.
There's a lot of that
floating around.
Yeah. And you're going to have a chance to do one-on-ones. If you want to have a private session with any of these, they're all open to it. You know, they want to have. And the great thing about these retreats is, and this was an Emma Bardwell idea. I think we suggested it, but she's mm-hmm. run with it. Is she wants to tailor what she's teaching to the women that are coming to the retreat. So we were always going to have a little hello
Absolutely.
Zoom. Right, with everyone. But she's like, I want to hear what they want to talk about, and I'm going to make my week reflect all the women that are coming, what they want to learn. And I just love that.
I love that because that really is personalized, because I do think that menopause, yes, there's a lot of commonality in what we can share and talk about. But at the end of the day, it's our own journey, our root causes to being where we are and the experiences we have is deeply personal
Absolutely.
To us. And that is, that's what's beautiful in this.
I mean, every woman, you know, we're dealing
it sounds
with
fabulous.
Not only, you know, our own careers and our own families, but, you know, a lot of what we're doing, it's like when a woman first gets her period, a lot of that has to do with genetics, you know, a lot of it. And as we go into midlife, we're dealing with genetics, we're dealing with environment, we're dealing with, you know, everybody's stressors are different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just getting a handle on those different elements is also very, very personal.
Yeah. What triggers me, you know, what triggers me might trigger, you know, my hot flash, might trigger my stressor, you know, so understanding that is key as well.
Yeah.
So we love that idea, and we will do that for every retreat. We'll have a pre retreat, you know, get to know each other and dive up deep into what are you hoping to get out of this? What are your issues? How can we help? It's again very very tailored mm-hmm. to our speaker and our audience.
Yep, they're bespoke retreats for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They definitely are, but at the same time, they're forming some kind of blueprint and basis out there for your modern menopause approach.
Yes. And we'll take, you know, we'll take our learnings and then disperse those through social media. We'll probably, you know, as much as we can, we'll offer free downloadable PDFs for anything that we learn that can be of service to anyone, anywhere.
Beautiful. I think
the speakers are all going to come loaded with a bunch of handouts. So
for sure. Absolutely. You wouldn't expect otherwise. So I think that is going to be amazing. I mean, first of all, how can women who are listening to this who go, I want to be there, get in touch, learn how to get onto this retreat?
Our website. It's Windrose World, like Windrose, which is the beautiful compass. Diana is the creative genius behind that website. All of it is just her vision. It's just beautiful. Oh, stop. It's true. Windrose. Oh, it's Windrose World, WIND, Windrose, ROSE, world.com. So it's all one, windroseworld.com. And then we're on social media, Windrose World Retreats.
We're on all the social platforms. We would also love to hear from anyone that wants to, you know, inform us and teach us. You can ask us any questions. You can send us your symptoms with an email, hello@windroseworld.com. We would love to hear from you all. We would love that.
Yeah, it's because we're putting together that symptom solution PDF that we want to offer. And we would love to hear, you know, I think there are almost 48 to 50 symptoms.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
I think 48 is the latest.
It's the latest one we're all
I'm not quite up to the 200. I don't think the 200 one is quite... Yeah, not everything in life is very
valuable. We know we'd like to say it is, or
we'd like that, but no, I'm not sure. But I think I could probably say and agree that 48 is about where it's at. So yeah, I love that. You know, we're going to put that in the show notes.
Oh, beautiful.
We're going to be sharing this on social. You know, and I just encourage you, my listeners, to go to Windrose World. .com. Look at what's there. I think this is such a beautiful, holistic, deep approach to menopause, Jan and Diana, that you're creating.
And let me just say this, ladies, everywhere. When you go to the site, it is dense with information. So, you know, again, this might be fun to just get a cup of tea, carve out some time. We have not only about the retreat, but we have an incredible list of resources that you can also, you know, kind of like peruse and see if there's anything local that you might be interested in. We've got all of our speaker sites listed. So it's worth a little, you know, it's worth a little perusal, a little meander through the site just for your own benefit.
And as Diana said, we are so open. You know, this is our first, like we said, this is our first menopause retreat. So anything that you said, oh, I wish you'd tackle this, or what about this speaker for 2024? You just, you know, any suggestions, any thoughts, we're here. We're here to listen.
Yes.
And with Clarissa, you are just such an angel, such a, you know, fairy godmother to us for allowing us to talk about this and to spread the word.
Yes, thank you so very, very much. And thank you all of your listeners for listening and going down this little rabbit hole with us. We're very, very happy to have you.
Yeah, I feel very blessed too. And I'm blessed that you connected with me and that we have this connection now. And so much further that we can go in making menopause truly free from shame and stigma and tailored and holistic to each and every one of us. Thank you, Jan, and thank you, Diana, for coming here and sharing so
much of your wisdom. I mean, we found your website, which is, or your podcast, which is how we found you, and that Thriving Through Menopause is a beautiful listen.
Yes, and hey, P.S. ladies, menopause out loud.
Yeah, that's a good one. Menopause out loud.